I'm Maya.
And I'm Saya.
And we'll be your guides
through fan fiction hell.
Welcome to Ficta Inferno. There we go.
Jazz hands. Jazz hands.
I hate it. So these are going to be the last chapters that we do for a while because this story is so fucking long. It's 98 chapters, guys. Not even a dent into it. I don't know what happens for the next however many pages.
This is like the first time we get a sex scene.
In one of them.
Yes, in one of them.
Yeah. So this is a perfect way to end it.
I don't even like remember like what happened.
I just saw a term in there that made me like extremely cringe.
Oh, we were talking about how nobody would get vodka on the rocks.
Oh yeah.
She's drinking like usual.
No one drinks vodka straight up. If you do,
you're either Polish, Russian,
or you're just
insane.
Because I can't imagine someone just straight up drinking it. And if you do, I apologize that you are some sort of superhuman. Because that stuff is just straight up rubbing alcohol to me.
I can handle my vodka really well, but like, I won't drink it straight up.
Right. Anyway, we're on to chapter whatever, called Drunk Encounters with a Needle. That doesn't sound good at all, because it sounds like someone's gonna get a drunk tattoo, which is something you're not supposed to. That's just something a responsible tattoo shop wouldn't do.
Especially if they're licensed.
Exactly. Okay. I roll over in bed and groan at the ache in my head. I hit something hard and freeze. I open the eyes to find a bat covered in ink. How hard is he?
Well, he has to. Oh my god. Okay. Okay, I'm gonna stop laughing.
Okay. I open the eyes to find a bat covered in ink. I sit up quickly and fall back off the bed. I groan and look down at my outfit. All I'm wearing is a tight-ass shirt that reaches my mid-belly and pants. Reaches me mid-belly and my panties. That was actually in there. Wyatt stirs and sits up. Are you okay? I stand up and start pacing. What the hell am I doing in your bed? I shriek, loud enough to crack glass. Out pacing back and forth, he sits up and rubs his eyes. My eyes zero in on his chest and I furrow my eyes. When did you get your nipples pierced? He smirks and shakes his head, standing up. He walks over to the bathroom and smirks. I run over to the door. I notice something odd when my boobs jiggle. My nipples are tender.
She got a nipple cripple.
Oh no. I hesitantly look down and scream. What the hell did I do? I run over to the mirror on his dresser and lift up my shirt. Find black barbells through my nipples. I pull my shirt back down with difficulty over my gigantic freaking boobs and pace. Wyatt walks out and I run over to him and push him.
Hey Maya, you can add another thing to the Mary Sue list. She has gigantic boobs.
She has giant freaking boobs.
So, like, you know, if she is as, you know, I really have to make this joke again because I just cannot fucking leave it alone.
Yeah.
But, you know, if all these characters are as overweight as they say they are, like, she fell out of bed, like, the whole room should have shook.
She should have gone right through the floor.
If actually didn't go through the floor.
But Saya?
Yes, Maya.
She drunkenly got her nipples pierced.
Are you even allowed to get piercings while you're drunk?
No.
Ah.
Because remember the form I had to sign out when I got my nose pierced?
Yes, you did.
You have to be sober. You have to sign on that you're sober. They pretty much would know if you're not sober, I feel like, if they're going to be that close to your body. Because, and the thing is, nipple piercings aren't, it's like when people, okay, when people, like, do that whole trope of, like, getting a tattoo while you're drunk and all that, it's like, tattoo care, though, is, like, super
important.
Yeah, because, like, they cover it for the first, depending on how big it is, like, the first few hours or so.
I'm usually always doing, like, two, even on my bigger ones.
It's, like, usually 2 hours. It's covered for two, then you wash it off, you pat it down. You don't necessarily have to moisturize it the first night because they use so much moisturizer when they're, like, actually giving you the tattoo.
I mean, my tattoo artist doesn't even use, like, actual bandages. He's just like, here's some paper towels. Like,
oh, yeah, paper towels, and then here's, like, a thing to wrap around. Yeah.
I usually don't even get a wrap.
I get her.
He just kind of, like, sticks them, like, the last two I did were on my hip and my right side, and he just kind of, like, finagled them into the bralette I was wearing and, like, into the waistband of my jeans.
Why is that so funny? What the hell did we do? I scream at him, breaking the mirror with my voice. He laughs and shrugs. Nothing that I wanted to do, if that's what you're asking. I shake my head. Yeah. It's a really dumb way to phrase it.
Exactly. I had to read it a couple times.
Yeah. I shake my head, and he sits down on the edge of his bed. Start spitting some answers, or I'm going to rip that piercing off your dick. He smirks and chuckles. Sounds
God!
You better call Ryan and tell him we have another penis to nail on his wall.
All I can think of is that scene in the OG Punisher with Thomas Jane where they rip out all the dude's piercings. Honestly, one of the only scenes in a movie that I've had to skip. That is just, like, too fucking far for me.
I roll me eyes and shoves his shoulder. He laughs and sighs. Popcorn Saya. I'm disgusted.
What do you need to know? I think hard and sigh. Everything after Jennifer and I started doing shots. He groans and stands up. Do you want to make a sound effect there?
No.
Okay.
No.
While I'm fixing some cereal. Yes. Sounds very difficult.
Yeah.
Come if you want to hear.
He's that douchebag that pours the milk in first before pouring the cereal in.
His apartment is set up pretty similar to ours.
No shit, it's in the same block.
Christ
In the
almighty.
Same building.
The chill of the air in the room makes my skin crawl with goosebumps. I cross me arms over me chest and wait. If you want something to cover up with, you can borrow that jacket over there. I nod and run over and slip it on. It surprisingly fits well, and I furrow me eyes. That's odd. What's odd? That something fits?
That it's in his apartment when he's, like, a relatively skinny dude with a giant-ass coat, jacket thing, whatever. I mean, I guess some guys like to get stuff oversized.
I guess I mean, like, if I was imagining this character without seeing the picture that had already been provided for me, I'd assume he's a relatively largely muscled guy if he's flinging around 250 plus pound women.
That is accurate, but I just picture him as he's not twinky, he's just
I mean, you can be small and strong.
Yeah.
I.e. Sam. But, like...
I just don't picture...
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not gonna find, like, any dude who can throw down 250 plus... I mean, because Sam decided to throw down over 200 pounds, he got to have back surgery.
Mm-hmm.
By himself.
Mm-hmm.
So... Wyatt, in theory for safety, OSHA regulated safety.
Come with me and you'll be in a world of OSHA.
Don't be
of
Sam.
OSHA violations.
Don't be Sam.
Don't be Sam. Keep reading.
Okay, well, while you and Jennifer chatted up a storm, you invited her to your little lingerie birthday party.
That's fucking happening.
Yeah. Ugh. Did we even figure out who Jennifer was? Oh, wait! She was the girl that Wyatt was having sex with.
Yeah.
Sorry.
She's the other porn star, yeah. I guess, but she doesn't get a cool name.
And told her you bet she looks hot in black.
Okay. You know, Ivy, maybe she does like women.
Maybe. Even though his back is turned to me, I know he's smirking. He puts the milk in the fridge and turns to look at me with a mouth full of that to me.
Gross.
It's my favorite cereal.
Please, I love Lucky Charms. I have a box of them at home.
She had to leave and you were stuck talking to me. You started asking me about my Prince Albert, and that's not a Prince Albert.
That's, yeah, what he has is not a Prince Albert. It's like a bastardized...
We're gonna call it like the Rainbow Maker. That's what we're gonna call it.
Because he can piss and come at the same time with that thing. Even though that's not how that works.
It's gonna rainbow the spread.
It just swishes around.
I furrow me eyebrows and hold up a hand. I really don't like where this is heading. He shakes his head and chuckles. You didn't test out my piercing? What? I wouldn't have let you anyways. You were beyond the point of coming back. He wouldn't have slept with me?
He's saying he wouldn't have sexually assaulted you. Because, you know, if you're too drunk to consent, it's rape.
I find that hard to believe. You started saying you wanted to get something erotic pierced, but you were scared for someone to pierce you down there.
Because it hurts.
He says, using air quotes. I groan and...
Just say vagina, you pussy!
Well, she had, like, a stroke at his butt cheek, but, like...
This is him talking. Just say vagina.
You're a porn star, Wyatt! Jesus Christ!
Don't sound like Karen from down the street when she's trying to talk to her daughter about properly keep, like, maintaining her own vagina.
I groan and thank me drunk mind for not destroying my downstairs area. No! It just got worse!
Say vagina, you pussy.
Then you started talking about my nipples, saying it'd be, like, so hot if they were pierced. Wait, she was talking about his nipples?
Yep.
He mocks me in a high-pitched voice, and I furrow me eyes. Okay, then why do I have mine done? I screech out. Effectively breaking the rest of the windows in the apartment. He chuckles and holds his hands up, telling me to hold on. I said I was scared, and you said, I'll get mine done if you get yours done.
So wait, Wyatt is saying he was sober through this whole experience and he didn't stop a drunk person from getting their nipples pierced?
Well, we're about to, you know, make this even worse.
Mm.
We go to the shop. Xander does mine, even though he begged to do yours.
Which wouldn't have been allowed.
No. I sigh. And take a breath. And you didn't stop to think that maybe this was a stupid decision? I spit, irritated at his train of thought. I did try to talk you out of it, but you said that you were a woman of your word. You wanted to support me. Okay. He takes another big mouthful of his cereal and I groan.
Okay, so they went to the shop where people know them.
Mm-hmm.
People that they know did this.
Yes.
Someone pierced her nipples.
Yes.
While she was drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy who she doesn't want to bang.
Or date.
Or anything, but she still walks around half naked around him.
And walks in on him in the shower.
And all that. Wanted to do that, and she doesn't really react like that. She doesn't bat an eye at that.
No.
This shop should be closed.
This shop sounds like a fucking train wreck.
This shop sounds awful. It sounds like every single tattoo shop I have ever been to, where, like, either it's a piercing place or a tattoo shop, they always hand me a sheet to fill out. I think we've talked about this before.
Mm-hmm.
About all the things, like, have you had a cold, all that stuff. You fill it out, you have to confirm that you're sober. I'm pretty sure if you're, like, this drunk, you wouldn't be able to fill out jack shit.
No.
And you also need your ID on hand.
Unless you're fucking alcoholic, but...
That too. That's another story. But the thing is, no one thought to, like, maybe say, okay, Ivy, we'll do that, and just set her down, wait for her to fall asleep, and then just go. And then just be like, just get her home.
Yeah.
We're not piercing her nipples, goddammit.
I look down at me attire and frown. Where are my clothes?
Up your ass, Ivy.
He points to the living room and I raise a brow. I honestly don't know. I went to throw on some sweatpants and you were stripping. I gave you a shirt to be nice. Ivy, why the fuck do you need to take your clothes off in every situation? This is worse than the guy that fucking does CrossFit.
This is worse than Jenna saying, like, having to bathe with Link every single time in my inner life. This is worse than Edward's giggle stick, his man carrot, his purple lavender man fruit. In for Biden fruit.
Link Jr.
Link Jr. was our creation.
Link Jr. was.
So that is fucking funny. That is gold. This is worse than the Dark Lord Voldemort in Legolas by Laura.
Ah!
This is worse than This is so bad.
Okay, like, now this next paragraph is, like, so fucking funny. I smile at his act of kindness. He could have just left me a naked mess, but he didn't. Chivalry isn't dead, I guess.
You know what is dead? You know what never dies? Saya. Saya.
Is it love?
No, love does die. This isn't that, but you know what never dies?
This is so fucking funny, I'm sorry.
I know, but Saya, you know what never dies.
Who am I?
Fucking polka.
Chivalry isn't dead.
It's been dead. For ages.
Nothing says chivalry.
Nothing says chivalry like giving someone a shirt so they're not a completely naked mess of a human being. Is that chivalry? You know?
I'm gonna have an asthma attack over this.
Goddamn.
Oh my god.
Well, at least he
didn't. Oh my god, I'm crying.
So, being a decent human being is chivalry.
God, that is so fucking funny.
Someone wrote this. Someone earnestly wrote this. Someone earnestly wrote this. Put it on a website where people pay money to unlock episodes / chapters early, or they wait forever to get the next chapter open. People pay for this. People have paid for this.
Oh my god.
And it's not like
I'm not okay.
It's not like she's like a teen. She was in college.
Oh my god.
She wrote this either in college or going into college or something.
Oh my god.
Someone wrote this.
You ever been so fucking single and invalidated that you think chivalry is someone giving you a shirt? Is that like something that like girls who never date have fantasies about, wearing a guy's shirt when she's fully naked and stripping in his living room drunk?
I don't know.
I wouldn't.
Chivalry is someone putting a pizza in the oven for me late at night when I'm getting home from the late shift at work.
Ooh, that's a mood.
Right? That is fucking chivalry. Chivalry is someone going in there with the plunger when you're too just freaking out over a toilet clogging up.
Chivalry is getting the centipede for me because I'm having a full-blown panic attack that it might run at me.
Chivalry is chasing bats out of the house.
Oh my god. I'm not okay.
Neither am I. I'm really not okay. Why are these people like this? The person who wrote this, fucking Ivy Pope or whatever.
Lynn Pope.
Lynn Pope. Mary Sue, whatever her fucking name is. Fuck my life.
I think we need to contact the Legbeards about this. Because they would be the only ones single enough to know.
I don't think so.
No?
Nah, because even Legbeards have been in relationships.
That's fair. I don't know what you call these people who think they are so incredibly sad that they're single. I mean, sometimes I'm sad that I'm single, but I'm like, oh yeah. Never mind.
Just never mind that now. I'm not okay. I'm not okay. I am not okay. Cue the My Chemical Romance song. I'm not okay.
That was on my TikTok last night.
Okay. I'm not okay.
Excuse me. I gave you one of my tight ass shirts, though, you know, giving me something to look at. I roll me eyes and groan. I guess I spoke too soon about chivalry.
Yeah.
He smirks and I flip him off. The door opens and Eli walks in looking like he just woke up. Why is he coming into the apartment?
It's his apartment.
He looks at me with a raised brow and smirks at Wyatt. Well, looks like someone didn't come home last night. I blush and notice his clothes look like they were slept in. I could say the same for you. I raise me brow and he smirks.
Is this just suddenly turning into Friends where everyone fucks each other?
At least I didn't take off my clothes. I blush, not knowing how to reply, and he walks to the back, and I hear a door open and close. I walk over to the couch and grab me clothes. I slip the hoodie off. That was a shirt.
It was a shirt originally, but I guess it turned into a hoodie.
And wince as me nipples brush the tight fabric of the shirt. That is now a shirt again.
Yep.
Magic.
Magic.
I turn back and see Wyatt looking over me body. His eyes land on the swell of me ass, and I turn my head back. I walk back to the direction I came from earlier and close the door slightly. God, this is... Ugh. I slip off the shirt and catch a glimpse of myself in the mirror. My body... Sorry.
It's okay.
I just kept going.
Just keep going.
My body, in all honesty, disgusted me. My gigantic boobs weren't as perky as I wanted them to be.
I'm not gonna even comment.
My stomach and thighs had stretch marks and my arms were flabby.
Guess who has those? I do.
Stretch marks?
And flabby arms.
Oh, I was gonna say, I have stretch marks.
I have stretch marks, you have stretch marks, I have flabby arms. Your arms are kind of... Nah.
I do work in freight receiving, so she I do a lot of lifting.
She do. Mine are just... Sad. But I also... Hold on. I'm flexing my arm.
I act as though I love me body, but all it is an ugly blob that people think they want, but in reality they don't.
Don't tell people what they do or don't want, dude.
You know, that is honestly such a mood for me.
Same sometimes. Sometimes I'm just like, I see my body and I'm like, whoa.
Right? Because that's an actual real human feeling.
It is a real human feeling.
Congratulations, Ivy, you emoted.
You emoted something that we can all identify with.
I wouldn't burden this eyesore on anyone. This is where you just kind of like stop going.
Yeah.
I wear two pieces and things that show a lot of skin, but it's not the same. Right now, excuse me, my voice just did a thing. Right now, you can see all of me. Wyatt knocks, and I turn around to see him peeping his head in.
Didn't she close the door?
I guess he opened it.
Okay.
Needs-
no, he phased his head through. No,
he poked his head through the ceiling vent.
He literally chopped down the door while this was happening and stuck his head in.
Yes.
Yep.
Need some help? I shake me head and try to zip up me dress. I only get it to my lower back and Wyatt groans. Why is he groaning?
Oh.
Sounds like he's annoyed.
I don't know.
I watch him in the mirror as he takes a stride over and runs his fingers over me shoulders. I got some phlegm now that I had that asthma attack while I was laughing.
Yep.
His fingers run down me spine and he stops at the small of me back. The touch feels so intimate, so alluring. I get lost in the touch as he zips up my dress, agonizingly slow. That doesn't happen, otherwise you won't be able to zip it.
Yeah.
It'll just keep getting stuck.
Yep.
I feel his breath hot against me neck, and his fingers graze me neck. Thought he was zipping. I lean into the touch, and me eyes flutter closed. He places a kiss on me neck, and I gasp. It felt so good, but so wrong. Why is it wrong? I still don't fucking know!
Because she wants to bang him, but she doesn't want to be in a relationship with him. But that's because she's thinking small potatoes.
Do you want to take over?
Me eyes open and I see myself in the mirror. I wasn't going to burden him like this. I step away and throw on my cardigan. He pouts and sighs. I'm sorry, I overstepped a boundary. I shake me head and sigh. No, I'm sorry, I was letting you.
What the fuck is going on here?
I don't know.
The lack of zero backstory just honestly makes this maddening.
It does. I go to walk to the door and he holds me back. I have a question and please know that you don't have to answer, but when was the last time you got laid?
Why do you need to know that, Wyatt?
I don't know.
It's kind of a weird question to ask someone.
It very much is. I choke at the words and close me eyes and breathe. 6 years, I mutter quietly, and his eyes widen. Because that's an unbelievable thing.
Sometimes.
Yeah, really depends. I mutter quietly.
I mean, I guess this is something that probably can't go on the Spotify. Probably. But like, as soon as you start having sex, it's really kind of difficult to just stop.
I mutter quietly, his eyes widen, he shakes his head and groans, taking a stride over to me. How? I'd screw your brains out every chance I got. This body is a gift, babe. Just remember that. Because I can only feel validated with a man validating how my body looks. Totally. With that, he places a kiss on my forehead and lets it linger. When he pulls away, he looks pained. He steps back and bites his lip. Fuck it. He grabs my face and takes my lips into his. He literally consumes my lips. And in that moment, I thought I was either going to die or cream my shorts.
Oh my God.
Because that is erotic to say.
What is it with supposedly... That just reminded me so much of Anastasia Steele, that like she almost has an orgasm over his hair. Like, you ever kiss someone so good you almost have an orgasm? No, that's not a thing.
Didn't she, in her inner monologue, also describe the way his penis tasted when she was giving him a blowjob?
Oh, I can't fucking remember.
I don't know. That's one of the things I just remember hearing.
Like, why as women do you write yourself so bad? Is it like you've never experienced this before? Because it's literally like the same concept all the way around for both men and women.
There are people who do write, well, George R. R. Martin's really good at writing characters. Because I think my favorite quote, well, like, just my favorite thing is, like, this, in an interview, this interviewer was commenting, like, you write women really well, and then George R. R. Martin was just like, well, I just write them like they're people, because, you know, they're people.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, it's this whole...
Like, are people so unaware of their own, like... bodies that,
apparently,
that like just zero stimulation, zero anything, you're just gonna orgasm over a kiss,
pretty much.
Like, you might have a medical problem at that point,
because that is a thing.
We're not judging you,
not judging anyone, but there is a condition where you come at a slight breeze.
Mm-hmm.
Yep,
that's a medical condition.
It is.
But ignorance about your own body isn't.
I mean, there are so many other ways that you could say this. It's like, I either thought I was going to die or...
I was going to faint.
I was going to die or... You know what? That was a terrible way to end it.
That was.
She could have said... my body felt so hot.
Mm-hmm.
That I felt like I was going to melt into the floor.
Yeah. The only place I would describe that I was literally gonna die if I kissed someone would be like celebrity crush. Someone oh, yeah. So excruciatingly hot that like they'd probably have a stroke just being in the vicinity of them. So
next chapter, family enclosure. I was on cloud 9. I needed to stop, but I couldn't. His mouth took mine to be its slave, and I was loving it.
Mm.
I don't like that metaphor? Metaphor. He had slipped his tongue in long ago, and the tongue ring felt amazing. His hands moved.
How long have we been going here?
like 20 minutes. His hands moved from my face and traveled down to the curve of my body. They rested on my ass and squeezed hard. I moaned a bit at the gesture and found myself pushing him back against the bed because they're suddenly in bed.
Oh, yeah. They were, well, I thought she was changing in the bathroom.
She was changing in the bathroom. Mm. Or she was changing somewhere where there was a mirror.
Yeah, well, we did establish that he has a mirror in his room. She shattered with her screeching.
Yeah. I straddled his waist and tried to take away the dominance he had, but I failed.
Because I crushed him.
God damn it, Saya!
God damn it. I'm sorry.
I crushed him with my boobs.
Like a when a cement roller goes over a tube of toothpaste. I'm sorry.
I turned me over. Me is actually in there.
I turned me over.
And slid his hand up my dress, and I lost it.
Oh my, no. Here we go.
Memories of him and all his horrible acts raced in my mind, and I pulled away from him quickly and stood up. Wait, whose?
We don't get to know who.
Oh my. I blushed and covered my mouth and looked startled that I pulled He looked startled that I pulled away and looked at me. I'm sorry, I can't. The pain of knowing what I knew about myself overwhelmed me in a tear.
But we don't get to know.
We don't get to know.
As the reader.
Rolled down me cheek. I couldn't bear even the idea of sex. It was a curse I had been avoiding all these years. Is there a vagina curse with vagina tintata or something? Wyatt stands up and hushes me in a soothing voice. He wipes away my stray tears and I smile. It's okay, just calm down and breathe. I sigh and close my eyes. Look, you don't want me. I have too much for you to handle, and honestly, I can't stand the idea of sleeping with you.
Even though she's like, I would have sex with you.
I would fuck that in a heartbeat. His eyes widen and scratches the back of his neck. You not wanting me makes me want you more, love.
Bitch, what?
I chuckle and roll my eyes. I walk out his door and he runs up behind me with a menacing look. He lays a firm hit on my ass and I grab the couch in front of me, steady myself.
I don't know how that was hard enough that she needed to steady.
What's going on now? I looked ahead. Ivy, I look up at the entrance to the kitchen and there are three people. Max, who is grinning from ear to ear as he watches us. Eli, who is trying his hardest not to laugh, and Aurora? Wasn't this the chick that gave her number?
Yes.
The girl from the bar. Yep, there she was, standing next to Max. She smiled at me and walked over. I straightened up and looked, and she took me into a hug. Bitch, I don't know you. Get away from me.
Stop touching me.
I'm surprised by the gesture, and she smiles. How have you been, love? You're using the wrong spelling. Mm-hmm. I shrug and look behind her to find Eli looking between us with a raised bro. He just has a bro in his hand, and he raised the bro.
He said bro, but his voice got really high.
I've been good. No more crying over men. She smiles and nods, placing a hand on my shoulder. How do you know each other? Eli asks. I blush and scratch the back of my neck. This whole situation was getting really awkward. No fucking shit! What is going on? This is the girl I was talking about at the shop. His eyes widen and he shivers. He starts fake gagging and I roll my eyes at his childish behavior. You want to go down on my sister? This is friends. This is friends. This is just everyone knows each other, and it's like, oh my god. Me eyes widen, and I finally put two and two together. Aurora is his sister. That's why she's here.
Oh, what? No shit, Sherlock.
I thought she was going to be another person up for a porn or something.
No.
So her and Wyatt aren't going to double team someone.
They might double team Ivy. We don't know.
Oh, shit.
Eli's gonna direct it.
Oh, God. And Max is there producing it with his hand on his penis.
Yes.
Yep. No. Oh! 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 I said it before I thought about it! Oh! No! Fuck! Oh, I fucking hate this.
Sigh, I continue.
Is this,
Just started out Aurora's sister.
Aurora is his sister. That's why she's here. And I could have avoided this whole situation if I hadn't of went to the bar to drink away my pain Saturday or last night. What? What is the time in this?
I don't know what's going on.
Aurora's eyes widen and she starts laughing. She motions for Max to come over. And he does, snaking a hand around her waist. Oh no. This is the girl I tried to recruit Saturday night. The poor girl was a mess. Max looks over at me and smiles. She could have used some fun like that. The offer is still open, Max says, and I look confused. What offer? He chuckles and they both look at me seriously. A threesome.
All around me are familiar faces, worn out places.
I'm not okay.
Hold on. Hold on.
I'm holding on.
I'm going to record. Just start from... This is the girl I tried to recruit Saturday. And go on to end it with a threesome. Did you find it?
I did, but I'm choking on my soda.
Okay. Give me a... All right.
God, all these hot guys on TikTok want a fucking girlfriend application. I'm here choking on Pepsi. I'm the perfect choice, fellas.
All right, go.
This is the girl I tried to recruit Saturday night. The poor girl was a mess. Max looks over at me and smiles. She could have used some fun like that. The offer's still open, Max says, and I look confused. What offer? He chuckles, and they both look at me seriously. A threesome.
Did this man just proposition her a threesome with his nephew and this chick? Is that what happened?
I thought it was a threesome between the sister and the uncle.
Ooh, I'm still grossed out. No matter what.
Anywho, follow our podcast.
I stopped recording.
I know.
I'm just gonna... Let's keep going. Oh, hold on. There you go.
Me eyes widen and all the air in me body is gone. I shake my head quickly and smile politely. I not about that life. I thought about that life. Sorry. I squat down and slip on me shoes. I turn to say bye to Wyatt, but he isn't there.
I take a giant shit on the front door.
I didn't see him leave. I walk back into his room and notice he's changing.
Why does everyone just walk into each other changing in this world?
Look away, Ivy. Jesus Christ. I go to turn back, but I'm caught by his body. Ivy, I've never wanted to punch someone in the face more.
Oh no, I read down a little bit. Keep going.
I get the scene.
Yes.
When he pulls his shorts down, I notice he has a bit of a boner, and I curse myself at myself for even encouraging him. Dudes get a boner over the most random shit.
A gentle breeze blows by. Boner. Can we pause for a second? I need to use the bathroom now.
Yes.
Because this shit is giving me the shits.
Again.
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 Again. There we go. And
okay.
We're actually recording this time. Cool.
We were talking about how guys can get a boner over
at the smallest thing. Sometimes there's just the Y boner.
Yeah.
With a vengeance. Insert that clip from Helsing Abridged.
Yes. I like the boy, but I can't. Not with him. Why not with him?
I don't know why not with him.
He lives for sex. I die at the thought.
Why?
You know, Ivy, frankly, I just wish he would die at this point. Not gonna lie.
Yeah.
I walk in as he's looking for a pair of boxers and sigh.
She just gives me this look every time now.
I do. Okay.
I'm like the fucking soundboard here.
Okay. Question.
Yes.
Why the hell would you just not wait for him to finish changing and then say goodbye?
Why wouldn't you just knock on his door? Because didn't you, like, throw an absolute shitstorm on him when you learned that he just walked into your room to put something in your room?
Mm-hmm.
And now you're walking into his room.
Yes.
Unannounced while he's changing and in the nude.
Yes.
I guess it doesn't matter because he's a guy. Fuck you, Ivy.
You know, people will always say that there's no such thing as toxic feminism.
There is, though.
I think we just pointed part of it out.
People have been trying to point it out for a very long time.
Oh,
there is
toxic
feminism. There is
toxic masculine. There's toxic everything.
There's toxic everything.
Get out of my face, except for Bean.
Yes, we have a blackberry. Oh, he's the best. He can't be toxic. He's just a little blackberry.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he's a good kitty. He's a good baby boy. He's like the one of the good things in this world.
He is. He goes to speak, and I place a finger over his mouth. I stick it up his nose. That's me as a girlfriend.
I pick his nose and I look for a juicy one. I then pull out my finger and there it is
on the
tip of my finger.
I can't believe
I stick it in my mouth while I make
contact. I can't believe I just outed myself.
You as a girlfriend.
Yeah, I don't eat the bugger, but I'll go to do that.
And be an ultimate troll.
This is why nobody dates me.
Oh my god.
I say as I'm dating three people. It's because I'm really hot in real life. Except when I'm sticking my finger up your nose.
I'm glad you don't do that to your friends. I would be traumatized
Maybe,
for a while
yes.
and not be able to trust you.
I'm sorry. I do not apologize for such a thing.
You don't apologize?
No.
You're unapologetic.
I uncover his mouth and get on knees, pushing him so laying back on his bed. I am so confused.
It sounds like she, like, forgot to write words.
I think I just had a stroke. I was
getting
set up to give this blowjob.
I was too busy paying attention to Bean.
I'm on the floor fucking convulsing.
Yeah. Oh, I have a blackberry.
Oh, he's such a baby.
I picked up a blackberry off the floor, and now I am cuddling him.
There's all sorts of words in here that are gonna trigger Ryan.
Continue. I have an emotional support cat right here who's trying to escape.
He sits up slightly and looks at me. What are you doing?
That to give you a reason to never forget my name. Look at him.
Instead of answering, I grab his base. She's gonna steal all the bases. This is baseball. What is the base?
I was thinking.
I mean, I know what it is.
Frankly, I was thinking military base, but okay.
Bean now gets to watch and judge us.
I grab the base and I run away with it, effectively scoring a home run. The umpire comes out, everybody's cheering.
Because winners get to fuck the prom queen.
I mean, has anyone seen a guy in baseball fans? Like, that's not a disappointing view. And his mouth parts open. He closes his eyes and I sigh, feeling like I did in high school.
Why did I... When I read that originally, I thought she parted his lips open.
I'm just making like a flicking motion.
What I'm picturing is like she comes up with like her hand like in the duck format and then she goes up and then she just opens his mouth slowly and then sticks her fingers in there without saying anything.
Is it possible to even sigh while you
give head?
Yeah, have someone stick in your mouth. I'm gonna have to see if this is a thing.
Gonna say the only way to figure that out is put something in your mouth and try to sigh.
The straw isn't big enough.
No.
After I gave a guy blowjob, they usually didn't want anything else from me. Yeah, because you probably sucked.
Pun unintended.
Yes! Well, I mean, maybe it was intended, I don't know.
Maybe a little, maybe it was, maybe it wasn't, we don't know.
So I'm going to use that method here. Ivy, you are so fucking stupid.
Yes, let me give him a blowjob so he'll leave me alone.
Said no man ever. He wants his fix. I'll give you a piece, but you're not getting the whole pie. What? Why is this metaphor being busted out here? There's nothing even related to pie about this!
Well, there is that cream.
There is, but, you know, you can have a fruit pie, you can have a pecan pie.
I'm not gonna stick my finger up your nose, Saya. I just did the shush at her.
He nods and bites his lip. I place a long lick up the shaft.
She just slobbers all over it. Yeah.
And a peck to the top. This is some of the worst description. Like we thought member was bad?
Shaft, I get.
Shaft is a common one, but
shaft is common.
Just top.
Top.
Like, top could be anywhere, like the top of his head.
Yeah, or the top of his top hat.
Mm-hmm.
Just say head.
Top of his dick.
Top of his dick.
Top of his penis.
Top of his penis. Jesus. Top of his dick. Top of his schlong. The head of his schlong. The head of his penis. The head of his dick.
Good lord. His piercing feels weird against me lips, and I open me mouth and slide it down.
Oh boy.
No! No! That's not how you're supposed to do things! This is the worst description!
Of a blowjob.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, okay. Is suck. I swallow. I do everything I know, and he's letting out breathy moans. You know, I thought I was bad. This is bad.
Let's keep going. It gets worse.
Of course it gets worse. Me phone rings and I snatch it out of me pocket and throw it on the bed. Wyatt sits up and grabs me hair, pulling me back. I gasp for air, and while I'm doing that, he answers my phone and places it on speaker. Hello? I ask, getting my breath to steady. Hey, you're never going to guess who just showed up. Aubrey sounds really surprised and let go of Wyatt's cock. Bruce Wayne?
Bruce Wayne, the CEO of Wayne Enterprises? Yeah. AKA the alter ego of Batman? Bruce Banner? AKA the Hulk, AKA one of the top leading scientists in gamma radiation studies and blah, 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 blah. Also, he was a top champion in that garbage planet.
Yes.
Yes.
I start choking on air and hang up the phone.
Why wasn't she choking on that dick? Who knows?
It had to have been more than 8 years. I look at Wyatt and growl. I take him in me mouth and make sure to get him off. Why is this asterisk? As quickly as possible.
I guess she accidentally put ass in there. Yeah, I'm just picturing it's really sloppy and not all that good.
No. He lets out a loud moan and his hips start thrusting up into me mouth.
Wait, aren't there like 3 people in the other room?
Yes. At least be quiet.
Like, yeah. Bite a pillow.
I gag every time I feel the piercing against the back of me throats, and finally I feel hot spurts. He's a minute man.
Uh-huh. Not even a 60 minute man.
No. I stand up quickly and look in the mirror. I play with me hair and straighten out me dress.
She doesn't notice that lone strand of cum down her chin.
Well, I mean, if he's a porn star, he must have quite the amount.
That's true.
So, you know, you're...
It's just coming out of her nose.
Yeah, you're really not gonna get it all down in one swallow, especially if you're gagging.
Yep.
Again, if you're gagging, you know, you're gonna have it, you know, spit coming out of your mouth.
Mm.
I don't know anyone who fucking gags, not keeping, like, their mouth... not opening their mouth. I turn to Wyatt, who is catching his breath. He leans over and pulls me back. Now let me return the favor, he whispers in my ears. Both ears.
Both ears at the same time. Oh, this reminds me of this post. Like, me applying for Xavier's school for gifted youngsters. So what's your power? It's not really that interesting, I whisper into his left ear, but it enters his right.
And I shake me head. No, you don't have to. This was for some closure on my end.
What?
He furrows his eyes and stands up. What do you mean, closure? Take it away, my...
He's looking down at me as I sit on the bed and I stand. I gave you what you want so you can stop all of this. The sexy comments, the flirting, all of it. I don't want the attention. That's why I gave you a blowjob that is terrible. I stand up and walk out, not wanting to hear his answer. Why?
That's just...
You rude ass motherfucker.
This
why?
Sounds so terrible.
I smile, say bye to them. They are looking at me awkwardly and walk out their apartment, and over to mine. I knock. Why are you knocking if it's your apartment? And Aubrey opened the door. She smiles and I look around trying to find Bruce. Send him out to get some lunch, I told him. I told him you went out for a while, but that you would be back soon. I smile and bring her into a hug. You're hugging your friend after you just gave someone a blowjob.
jobs.
Oh, God. Smile and bring her into hug. She groans and looks at my chest. Damn, your nipples are hard.
Stop.
Stop talking about the nipples. Chuckle and shake my head. She lifts her brow and I hold up a hand. It's a story for another time. I need a shower. I feel dirty. She nods and I walk into my room and close the door. I'm glad she didn't ask questions.
Oh, there's a shower in her room?
Maybe she's just getting clothes to change into.
No.
Oh, nope. There is just a shower in her room. I slip off my clothes and stand in the hot shower. The water hits my body hard, and I love it. I lean my head against the wall and let it run down. I finish up actually washing my body. I step out and slip on some leggings and an old baggy shirt. I throw my hair up and look at myself. I had changed so much, the 8 years he hadn't seen me. From my looks to my tattoos, I was a different person. I was definitely mentally, too. Oh, I was different mentally, too. No longer so shy and passive about things. I hear the front door opening clothes.
As in, like things you wear.
Yeah. And my heart rate speeds up. I sit on the bed and take a deep breath. I wonder if he even still looks the same. Who the fuck is this? I quit wandering and step out into the living room. I see his back turned to me and I sigh.
I didn't need to look.
He was still tall and lean. His hair was still cut like it always was. Like a mohawk. And it looked like it had some gray streaks. Aubrey stops talking and looks behind me. Bruce turns and his eyes wide and almost not recognize me. His eyes scan over my body and I honestly have no clue what to do. I want to run over to him and into the biggest hug ever, but I have no clue if he's still into that. He turns around fully and takes a step away from the counter. Doodlebug? Who the fuck is he?
Maya is having anger.
I am anger! Who? Okay, who is Bruce? I get you're trying to, build suspense or whatever, but this isn't how you build suspense.
No.
If you wanted to build suspense, you'd end it with who, what his relation to you is.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't know what the meaning of Doodlebug. We don't know anything of this. I I'm just so mad. Who the fuck are these people? Why are people from her past suddenly appearing? Why is it closure for her to suck off Wyatt when it's like...
Why was that so clean?
Why does she passively describe it when it's like this is supposed to be erotic? It's supposed to be a lot of things?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get it could potentially fit the mindset of the character and why they don't want to explain the whole thing. But it's still like...
We have no answers to anything.
I am still so confused. And where's Miss Truman? Ha! Is she still in the hospital?
She's still having surgery.
She's still in surgery. This has been a week-long surgery. They have to tap out every so often to continue with this week-long surgery.
So I totally have the next chapter. It's not that long. Do you just want me to, read the whole thing?
Yeah, because I don't have it unlocked.
All right.
Story time with Saya.
I nod and he runs across the living room and takes me into a gigantic hug. My feet dangle as he squeezes the life out of me and I start to cry.
I really wish he did squeeze the life out of her.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I miss you so much, Bug. Don't know why that's a proper noun.
Don't know who he is still.
He says and I pull away, seeing he had tears of his own. My brother was here. After all these years, he's here.
That's how the last chapter should have ended.
It is. He looks almost the same, except he has a scar on his forehead that's mostly covered by hair.
What does he look like?
He looks down at me and chuckles. It's not a chuckle, it's a yawn.
Yep.
You sure have changed a lot since you were 16. I nod and shrug. A lot has happened since I was 16. That sounds so wrong.
It does.
He gives me a pained look and bites his lip. I ran into him when I came home. He has a wife. She looks like a stuck-up bitch. Don't know who we're talking about.
Nope.
I chuckle and shrug. He always did attract the worst people. Yeah, you, motherfucker.
Also, way to, like, judge his wife.
I say in a dead tone. He rolls his eyes. Miz shakes his head. You were too good for his pathetic ass anyways. Speaking of which, any boyfriends I have to kill? I hate that mindset.
Oh, same. The only time it was funny was in Twilight with Charlie.
Yeah.
Because that was actually funny.
It was.
It was.
My mind drift off to Wyatt and I smirk.
Just the fact that you just blew him and then now he's your brother. Oh, God.
He looked so vulnerable earlier when I sent him to Bliss. Except every time he orgasms in porn.
Yeah.
Nothing like he did when he was with Jennifer. Ugh, Jennifer doesn't have anything on me. Because I am Ivy and I am the main character.
And she is just a lowly porn star, but I'm still friends with her and I invited her to my birthday.
I hate girls like this. I'm sorry, I know I'm a huge purveyor of stop pitting girls against other girls, but this is the shit that I hate. I shake me head and he raises a brow. You hesitated. I shake my head quickly.
Sheriff head's just gonna fall off now.
And he looks over at Aubrey. She isn't sleeping with anyone, man. Trust me, she's like an old cat lady.
Hey.
Excuse me.
The old cat lady can still get some.
Yeah, Jesus.
Jeez, haven't you seen that episode of The Simpsons? I think it was like the old cat lady and the old dog man got together.
You know what, Maya? To all the dicks I've ever hopped on before, I'm not that old, but I sure am a cat lady. Well, some people, I'm old.
Also, if you wanted to kind of make it sound more cloistered or whatever, just say she's like an old Catholic nun.
Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah.
My goodness. Mm. I roll me eyes and flip her off. He gives a breath of relief and I chuckle at the thought of him finding out about his not-so-innocent sister being with a porn star. Wait, I'm not with him. I'm single and happy. Any special lady in your life? I ask, wiggling my eyebrows. He chuckles and shakes his head. I'm 26, but I still have time.
Wait, how old is he?
26. The same age as me in a couple days.
Yeah. Wait, how old was she again?
We don't know.
Didn't we say she was like 25? Or was this a different one?
It's a different one.
Oh, wait, no, that was someone else. No, mm-hmm. I did the math. She's 22.
I pout and sigh. I want to be an aunt before I'm 30. Shut the fuck up.
Wait, I have some gray in my hair, but it's not bad.
No.
The way she makes it sound like he's like in his 30s, like later 30s, early 40s. Tater Tot is just yelling.
I groan out and he chuckles, poking me nose. And I want to be one before I'm 50. I give a weak smile and he realizes he hit a sore spot.
Wait, he wants to be an aunt before he's 50?
Yes. I'm sorry, I wasn't thinking when I said it. I hold my hand up and place a kiss on his cheek. It's fine. In the past.
She blew the porn star and then kissed.
She didn't brush her teeth.
She didn't say she brushed her teeth.
No.
No.
She didn't say she washed her face off.
No. She totally left sperm behind.
Oh my god, at least rinse and spit. Jesus.
She did not do that. She does not own mouthwash.
A cup of water.
Cup of water. She does not own Dixie Cups.
No.
No.
He smiles and I clap my hands together. What's for lunch? He walks over to the bags and pulls out a hot dog from Circle Drive-In.
I was gonna say this dick, and I wasn't too far dick. Off. I wasn't too far off, I guess.
I nearly jump on him to grab it. I haven't ate one of these in at least 2 years.
Wait, did he just bring them all the way from somewhere, or what?
Maybe.
What?
Well, you guys enjoy that. I'm going next door for a few, then running an errand. I'll tell Wyatt you said hi. Or, you know, she could tell him that Ivy says, like, some sort of horrible slurping noise.
Also, the fact that she is very dead set on consuming a very phallic object.
Mm-hmm.
Did the author intend this, or...
I don't know.
I don't know.
She smirks and walks out the door. I groan, and Bruce looks at me oddly. Who's Wyatt? I shrug, and he gets in my face. I said, who is Wyatt? I shrug again, and he groans.
Jeez, bitch, mind your own business.
Do I have to go next door? I shake me head with a mouth full of hot dog.
Jeez, bitch, mind your own business.
She's gonna give this hot dog a blowy next.
Yep.
I sit my hot dog down and stand up too. He runs out the door, and I curse at his long legs. Damn you, tall people!
Damn you, tall people, in your gazelle-like posture.
I stop at the door and shrug. Why is so much shrugging happening?
Her arms are gonna pop off now.
Honestly, he's just doing it to mess with me. So I sit down at the table and eat my hot dog. I look at the hot dog and sigh. What are they even talking about? This anticipation is killing me.
Dicks.
Yes. Yeah, I served 8 years. How many did you say? Who the hell is he talking to?
I don't know. He served 8 years?
Only 4. I had to come home due to some family issues. My mom forgot what makes kids and had another. He chuckles and my eyes widen. How is she hearing this conversation if she's sitting at the table?
I think the door's open.
Oh.
Wait, was he in the military?
Maybe.
I don't know who's talking.
Me neither. He has a sibling and he was in the army. He doesn't seem the type. He looks too carefree to actually care.
Eli? Or Wyatt?
Or Max, or the brother, Bruce. There's so many people that this could potentially be.
Right?
Man, I wish I could have left early when Ivy was. I run out and stop him from saying anything. How's the chatter, boys? I looked between Bruce and Wyatt.
Okay,
and
it was
smiled.
Bruce and Wyatt talking.
We have had absolutely zero confirmation that Wyatt has served in the military.
Yeah.
Just talking to Wyatt here, he tells me you guys are talking. Me eyes widen and I narrow me eyes at Wyatt. He smirks and I shrug and Bruce. Bruce is now in.
Bruce.
He's trying to get in my pants, that's all. Well, Ivy, if I was trying, it would have already happened, sweetness. Bruce starts gagging on air, and Wyatt leans down next to me and smirks. That sounds like you earlier. Oh.
Oh!
It took me a second to realize that. Me eyes widen and I freeze. He hands resting on me lower back and I look at him. I did that for closure, but it looks like someone doesn't want to close the door. What is this metaphor?
I don't know.
Good fucking lord.
What, does she think that, oh, if I just give him a blowjob, he'll leave me alone? No. That's not how that works.
That is the exact opposite of how to get a guy to leave you alone.
You just legit put your foot down and say no, and if he's a decent human being, he will accept that. End of story.
He shakes his head and becomes serious. His eyes look over my face. I'm not giving up anytime soon, and that's a promise. Jesus. I look over at Bruce, and he's recovering from his dramatic episode. I don't need to know about my sister's sex life. He cringes and I laugh. I don't have one, trust me. I grab his hand and walk into the apartment. I wave at Wyatt and shut the door.
And fart real loudly. To establish dominance.
I rip the door off its hinges and throw it at Wyatt. Oh my god. He shakes his head and becomes serious. His eyes look over my face. Oh wait, I already read that.
Yes, you did.
What was that for? Bruce asked, smirking. I turn around to him and sigh. He doesn't know, okay? Only three people in this town know. What do we know?
I don't know.
Aubrey, Xander, and Tatiana. Tatiana just moved in town, and I don't think she'll say anything. His eyes widen and he sighs, running a hand through his hair. I didn't know you hadn't told anyone. Can I ask why, though? For fuck's sake. I sigh. And sit down on the couch, bringing my knees to my chest. I look for the words, but I just can't find them. I want to be treated normally. I don't want people to pity me or be afraid of me. I just want to be normal.
Wait, did she kill someone?
Maybe. I want to blend into the fabric of society. You know, Maya, this again would explain my theory that she's the one who assaulted Miss Truman.
Yep.
Because if it came out that she is a murderer of some sort.
She did something to hurt someone real bad or something.
He kneels down before me and places a hand on my cheek. If you want to be normal, then why have you changed how you look so much?
What?
But everyone knows who she is. She still has a fucking Facebook.
Yeah.
Like, if you are running from an abuser, that shit gets deleted.
Everything gets deleted. You never post anything new. You're off of social media. You don't exist.
The corner of my eyes burn and I take a deep, shaky breath because as much as I try, I know I'll never be normal. So I try and keep the secrets under my skin where they belong.
Fuck you.
They're out of sight and out of mind.
Fuck you.
I wipe my eyes and he sighs. One sigh.
She gets cum all over her face.
Yeah. Look at him and smile. How did you find me? I haven't told anyone from town where I am, except for Tatiana and...
Tatiana found it on your Facebook.
Mm-hmm. He chuckles and sits down in front of me. I got Aubrey's number from her dad. Also, Aubrey hasn't changed her name.
Nope. Name or number.
Mm-mm. We called and set everything up for next week, but I just couldn't wait any longer. I smile and think of Aubrey planning all of this for me. She's too good of a friend. I honestly don't deserve her. She's been there through thick and thin.
Aubrey literally has a shrine of ivy in her room.
Yes. As if she could hear me, she walks in the door with a bouquet of flowers. Hey, I thought we could bring these to Ms. Shirley when we visit today. I cut her off and take her body in mine. I literally absorb her.
We become one.
I squeeze for dear life and she does the same back. I pull away and smile. I love you so much, you know, in a no-homo way.
Hey, Saya.
Mm-hmm.
Love you. All the homo.
But nah, she's like, I love you because you're like my best friend and you're like a sister to me.
She rolls her eyes and smiles. I love you too in a no homo way. No, seriously, he told me you set this up. It's been forever and I guess I needed this. Thank you for always being there for me. She nods and bites her lip as I see her eyes go red, like she turned into a vampire.
She's a demon.
I'd do anything for you, and you know that. Our friendship is thicker than blood, baby girl. Don't.
Don't.
You can only say that if it's in the context of some sort of hot scenario we're not going to talk about.
Or if I'm trying to pull a Derek Morgan. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I smile again, and Bruce comes over, and I'm suffocated by part of my small family. For the first time in years, I remember what it's like to miss someone. And that'd be the end of that.
Baby, you and my picket fence. I miss missing you now and again.